My guest today is the director, writer, producer, adapter, Mary Zimmerman, and her Matchbox Magic Flute, based on Mozart's opera, is currently on at the Shakespeare Theatre Company in DC, in association with the Goodman Theatre in Chicago. It's such a pleasure to have Mary on the line from the Chicago area. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you very much.
I love how you describe this as a hybrid, a playful variation, more a creature of the theatre than of opera. And so since WBJC is a classical music station, won't you talk a bit about the adaptation and arrangement of the music for this?
Well, I'm very happy to talk to opera listeners and manage the expectations. Obviously, the tunes are the same, but we have a five-piece orchestra instead of what one might hear at one of the grand houses of a 65-piece orchestra. We have no chorus, except that everyone in the cast of 10, sings the choral parts. You know, the singing demand is, in a way, higher on the singers because, for instance, our Queen of the Night also sings one of the spirit lines. But on the other hand, the way that this was doable is my gamble was that singing over only five instruments in small houses, it would be possible to do it eight times a week, which in the theater you need to do. And that has proved true. We've had very little call out for vocal rest.
Certainly, as an opera and a theater practitioner, you have created this reputation for adaptations of classical and pre-classical works. And I'm wondering how you found that path, or how that path found you.
In childhood, I was very obsessed with all the old tales, fairy tales and the myths. I read Edith Hamilton's mythology, which was on my mother's bookshelf in the living room. And you know, it's not such an odd choice to adapt those old things for the stage, because most of what I've done in my life has been originally from oral texts. And so I always feel that I'm returning them to the air. They come down to us in print form, these old fairy tales and myths and legends. But in fact, they are oral tales. They were meant for performance, though maybe just a solo performer. And then in opera, you know, the challenge is also to take something that's often deeply, deeply familiar to the audience and not betray that familiarity, not betray that music, stay in the spirit of that music. But still, there has to be some little reason to do a new production, that there's something fresh about it, something newly moving about it. But, you know, I just love the old tales. I love the epic. I love transformations and monsters and sea voyages and all of that. And I also love the symbolic content of these kind of collectively authored stories, the archetypal content I love.
Well, certainly the magical aspects of Mozart's opera would have been extremely appealing, I imagine. And this is the Matchbox Magic Flute, based on Mozart's opera. This has been directed and adapted by Mary Zimmerman. It's currently on in the Klein Theatre at Shakespeare Theatre Company in D.C., and this production is in association with the Goodman Theatre in Chicago. This will be on in D.C., through June 16th. There's more at shakespeare theatre.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Mary Zimmerman. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Well, thank you so much for your kind attention.